The process of losing weight starts in the kitchen, and what you eat is far more important than how much you exercise. A successful weight loss program focuses 80% on what you eat and 20% on your exercise routine. Even if you exercise on a daily basis, you'll not be able to see much difference on the weighing scale because what you actually need to focus on is a clean eating meal plan for weight loss. Follow the 4 steps and scrap out thoughts of all crash and fad diets otherwise promoted on the internet. Step 1. Eliminate all artificial sweeteners and processed foods from your diet. Number 2. Plan your meals and maintain a food diary to record what you eat and drink. Step 3. Increase your physical activity. Step 4. Drink at least a gallon of water every day. Now, I don't want you to stop eating what you love or start feeling starved. Instead, I encourage the concept of clean eating for weight loss. So what is clean eating meal plan for weight loss? The idea of clean eating refers to a diet that cuts out all artificial and processed foods. It includes healthy, whole, plant-based, unprocessed foods. The human body was derived from nature, and it is, therefore, essential to bring it back to nature. The benefits of adopting a clean diet are plenty, such as living a healthier and longer life, having improved energy levels, having great glowing skin and hair, and maintaining optimal weight. Just like you wouldn't feed a pet bird with cardboard, it's crucial to feed your body with what nature has to provide for it. Think of what humans lived on in the wild hundreds and thousands of years ago. This diet was not dependent on foods that are prepared in the laboratory or factories. So how do you eat clean? The easiest way to follow a clean meal plan is by remembering to follow step 1. Avoid pre-made foods and boxed foods. Search for healthy foods, fruits and vegetables, organic foods, lean protein, and freshly baked bread in your grocery store. Be sure to only buy fresh food and ingredients that are in their purest form. Eating clean does not mean that you switch to sugar-free chocolate since these are packed with artificial sweeteners. But it's okay to eat a square of all-natural dark chocolate if you're really having a sweet tooth craving. Each of these steps are goals, not rules. You need to try and achieve them. Most people mess up when they try to follow these steps, but that's okay. If you mess up, don't feel guilty about it. And don't give up. Just get back up and start following the guidelines again.